Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Again, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. It's always a good thing. It's always a good thing to be part of. What do you think? I mean, I think it's a great idea. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A couple of big wins for us. First, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, a lot you can do in the chat room. You know, and again, give me your email address. I send out one email a week. I let you know who's coming on, topics we'll be discussing, things we'll be doing. It ain't that hard. It really isn't. And I do appreciate the time you guys spend with me. All right, so, and if you want to be alerted by text message, simply text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And I really do, you know, again, it's real simple to stop once you get it started. But at least you won't be missing, you know, certain people you want to see and listen to. Judge of Virginia, you know, it's so nice to get a win once in a while. Judge of Virginia says that a gun range was shut down earlier by the governor can stay open despite the stay-at-home order. Now, again, a judge with constitutional knowledge. A gun range in Virginia will be able to remain open amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Circuit Court judge ruled the constitutional right to bear arms meant the state did not have the authority to order businesses to close. The ruling by Lynchburg, Virginia Court Judge F. Patrick Yates comes in a case that the Safe Side Gun Range and a handful of gun rights groups brought against the state over Governor Ralph Northam's stay-at-home order. Now, Northam ordered residents to temporarily avoid unnecessary travel and large gatherings, as well as the closure of non-essential businesses, including shooting ranges. But isn't that funny? He probably would open abortion clinics if you let him. They probably are open. So you can't have a gun range open so you can go learn how to take care of yourself, how to protect yourself. But you can have an abortion clinic open where you can go specifically to get rid of a life. Isn't that wonderful? Safe Side Gun Owners of America, the Association of Virginia Gun Rangers, and the Virginia Citizen Defense League, they accuse the state of violating the rights of a resident afforded by the Second Amendment. And the governor has no such power. He's barred from closing shooting ranges under Virginia emergency services and disaster laws. See, most of these companies, most of these people, they don't even know the law. They don't know the Constitution. They don't know the law. They don't know if they have a right. They think it's a dictatorship. They think all of a sudden they get to wave that magic wand. And it's as they say. Doesn't work. But you know what? I'm sorry. You guys in Virginia, New York, I can go down the whole list if you want. You guys vote these people in. You have no right to complain about them. Seriously. Unless they out and out lied, and they didn't lie. They've always told you how much against the Second Amendment they are. They have been for years. The the group said in their suit that they had no right, the governor has no right to close these under existing law. But even more importantly, his closure order infringes on the rights recognized and protected by Article 1, Section 13 of the Virginia Constitution and the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution. And it doesn't matter that the governor has issued an emergency declaration or declared a state of emergency, for that matter. No elected official has the discretionary authority to suspend the Second Amendment. That's true. Actually, there's no governor, school board member, city mayor, whatever. They don't have a right to suspend the Constitution. Find me that in the Constitution. Attorney General Mark Herring, in a motion filed last week, argued the governor did possess the authority because he had to take decisive action in time of emergency. Herring also reportedly argued that the response that the Constitution did not afford the right to operate an indoor range. Yeah, this is where they get tit for tat, right? They want to be able to holler at you for the same things they want to afford themselves. Right? Well, let me tell you what. You ready for this one? I'm going to get in a lot of trouble, but I don't care. Anyway, if his premise is because the Constitution doesn't say that you have a right to operate an indoor shooting range, the Constitution doesn't say you have a right to an abortion, does it? Where are those words? Where's that line? What section? What article? So you can't use it the way you want to one day and then try to use it a totally different way another. It's all the same, buddy. If you're looking for it to specifically call out the range, then I want to specifically call out abortion. I want to specifically call out same-sex marriage. You know what I'm saying? Let's do them all. I'm in. Let's go. My phone won't ring. I know it won't. Yates and others, otherwise in the order on Monday, he said his ruling siding with the gun range indicates. Now, Yates said that the Second Amendment superseded the governor's emergency authority. That's true. It does. Right? I mean, seriously, when you look at the Constitution, how many men put it together, the time they took to write it, what they were looking at. You know, the biggest thing, if you read their letters and you see what they wrote and why they were doing certain things, they knew the heart of man was corrupt. They knew that we would do the wrong thing, left your own wiles. But they fixed it. They did that with the amendment system. So with your host, this is The Real Side. Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join me after the break. We'll be right back.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, classroom too, yes. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, a guy I love having on a regular basis. I always enjoy when he's with us is Dr. Gerard Lomero. His new book, Real World Socialism, Spiritual, Moral, and Economic Bankruptcy, and sold by using false hopes. And really, look at what's going on. Deceit. False hopes. Telling us how they're going to fix stuff, even though they're the ones that got us here. Dr. Lomero, save us.
Well, I wish I could. I wish
save us from ourselves.
Right. I wish more people would listen, because I really think that there are a lot of mistakes going on in terms of of shutting down this economy, we are in a serious situation. We're having things like pigs killed and chickens killed, and and our food supply is at great risk while this thing continues to stay shut down. Yep. We have to get this country going again, or we're going to have much worse problems than dying from COVID. We're going to have problems with the food supply, the economy, suicides, drug overdoses, on and on and on and on. There are a lot of social costs when you have tremendous economic pressure put on people and families.
Yeah, the suicides are already happening, though, are they not?
I believe so. There are statistics for it, which I have in front of me, which we could go through. I don't like to have people inundated with numbers. But yes, absolutely. For every 1% in unemployment, suicide rates goes up significantly.
Well, of your years at studying these kind of things, I mean, we're still, the mortality rate is what, 0.001 or something? I mean, it's ridiculously low. And
it's an order of magnitude lower than what we were originally told. That's significant. It seems to be the death rate is less than a regular flu.
Right. And they're still selling
to us. And that's not to say people don't die. There are people who die, especially those who are over 75, who are over 75 pounds in weight, or people with very high blood pressure do poorly. And so sick people, especially in nursing homes, 20% of all the people who have died are basically in nursing homes or similar facilities.
Wow. I'm just, again, I'm amazed at how easily, I'm going to put it, we fell for this. How easily we laid down. And I think it's because of a lack of education. I think it's ignorance to truly how this stuff works out, what it looks like, how to put the numbers together, how to figure out the percentages and that kind of thing. Don't you agree?
I think so. I think, you know, there's a lack of education in America, and the Democratic Party enhances that by harping on ridiculous things like the Russian hoax and Donald Trump, you know, going after Trump. That was a ridiculous waste of time. They should have been doing things that are practical. And then, in addition, our schools aren't teaching people basics. For example, people don't seem to understand what a model is. They think it's the answer. You know, models simply do not give exact answers. They give rough estimates, and the emphasis on the word rough estimates. Now, I do modeling, and I try to be as accurate as I can, but let me tell you, there are models out there that are very difficult to do,
right.
And you know, those models, you have to know which ones have wide margins of error, and these folks that, you know, come out with COVID-19 models, they are just been so far off. And my initial relatively simple model that I made when this all started was much more accurate than some of the models that have taken probably millions of dollars to generate. Now, why is that? Why isn't it more accurate? Sometimes people use models to get the answers they want, just like sometimes people use polls to get the answers
right.
they want.
Yep. No, I agree with
you. And by the way, the left uses models for their purposes. Climate change models are what determine, or in the minds of people like AOC, that the end is only 12 years away. They're telling us, AOC told us in January, we only have 12 more years if we don't address climate change her way. And this is the same thing here. We get told millions of people are going to die initially. This is such a terrible thing that we have to shut down the American economy. These are people who are against capitalism. They're against freedom. They want this system to fail, I think. And when you do things like try to poo-poo every drug, that the hydroxychloroquine, that has proven to be a lifesaver for many people. But the left is always against it. Certain Democrat governors in Nevada and Michigan, for example, they're against the drug that proved to save. Well, for example, the state legislator in Michigan who is dying from this COVID-19 virus,
right.
she
right.
took it because she heard President Trump during one of the news conferences tout it. And guess what? Her life is saved. She was saved with that drug.
Yeah, her life is saved, but her political life has been squelched.
You know? Yeah, which is utterly absurd. That somebody who supports the president has to lose all credibility in the Democratic Party? What does that tell you about the Democratic Party?
Yeah, what's funny about it is that she wasn't even giving him kudos, right? She wasn't even saying, oh, he's a great guy. She simply said, you know what? He saved my life by mentioning a drug I didn't know anything about. I tried it. It worked. It's wonderful.
Right. Well, they can't handle any good news. And by the way, that is a characteristic of socialism. I have studied socialism in detail. I wrote the book this past year to come out this year because I knew it was going to be a big issue. I knew the trend was coming. And it turns out they do that all the time. They do not debate the issue. They attack people. And what they do is they try to live off of fear, hysteria, panic.
Yep.
And you know, things are looking so much better. You know, they told us that the hospitals couldn't handle the capacity of this disease, so we had to shut everything down, and we had to not do elective surgeries. Well, you know what? There are people who have given up medical care because of this virus, and the hospitals, in some cases, are laying people off because they're not doing any surgeries.
Because they've got nothing. You're right.
and this virus has turned out to be a dud in terms of many places. There are places with no cases, no deaths. And yet they say things like this. It's ridiculous.
They should not shut down. You know, they got many people still petrified over this.
They do. Yeah. They do. I talked to my web administrator, the one who runs my website today.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he said, I went shopping today at Target. Someone wasn't wearing a mask. He was really worried.
All right. Well, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been arrested days after the death of George Floyd, which has sparked protest and unrest in the city. Here's Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been charged by the Hennepin County Attorney's Office with murder and with manslaughter. He has been charged with third-degree murder. We are in the process of continuing to review the evidence. There may be subsequent charges later.
John Harrington, the commissioner for the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, said the Bureau of Criminal Apprehension has taken Chauvin into custody. Floyd was seen on a disturbing video begging for air as Chauvin pressed his knee into his neck until he died. The FBI is also investigating whether civil rights charges are appropriate. Stay updated with everything going on around the world at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
The bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Service to your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. This is exactly what I was talking about, right? These Democrat governors who think that they know more than everybody, they think it becomes a dictatorship because they got elected in. They were elected to represent you. They don't. We've got doctors now that are suing the Nevada governor over the hydroxychloroquine ban. No governor has a right to ban those drugs.
But they're not qualified. They're not qualified medically to make a decision on what drugs should be used for patients. If a doctor who's educated in medicine believes that something might help their patient, certainly they should have the right to use it.
Listen, under Trump's new law, right? I mean, pretty much, you should be able to try anything you want to try. I don't care if it's, I mean, frankly, I don't care if it's rat poison with something added to it. If that's what you want to try to cure yourself, again, I know you won't go that far, but I'm thinking some people are desperate to do anything. What gives you the right to stop them? You know? Anyway, and when you're dying, you know, you've been through a bit yourself. When you're dying, you're looking and you're willing to try anything to save yourself. Let me give you a proper introduction. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. He's an author and always appreciate this guy when he's on with me. He's written a book called Real World Socialism, Spiritual, Moral, and Economic Bankruptcy. It's sold by using false hopes and deceit. Check him out. Check his stories out. He's got a multitude of books out there, you know, greatnewsforamerica.com. That's Great News for America. All right, doctor. I always appreciate when you're on, and I mean that sincerely. So, you know, as far as shutting down the country, well, and it's not just our country, but as far as shutting down the country, now I'm talking about the supply chain, the food chain, when people just were starting to see food come back, you know, in these places, in the supermarkets and what have you. How much time we got left before this is really a problem?
Not too long. It's hard to put a date on it because I've never modeled destroying the American economy. That's not in my bag of tricks. This is something a little bit unprecedented. But we do know that literally thousands upon thousands of animals are going to have to be slaughtered because they don't have a market. Restaurants aren't buying bacon. Bacon is used a lot in restaurants for a lot of foods, a lot of dishes, as you know.
Right.
You know, chickens are not going to use beef. When you start shutting down 25, 40%, 50% of certain foods, you're going to have shortages in the supermarkets. Not only that, but the restaurants that are going to just start to open up possibly this month with limited seating, they're not going to be able to get the food to make what's usually on their menu. These are serious things. To shut down the economy, you basically throw a big monkey wrench into a very complex thing. Socialists don't understand that the market does amazing things by letting people buy and sell what they want freely, and by investing in what they want freely, and by using up goods and services that they need and desire, and the market tries to meet that. And those millions and billions of decisions work when you have a free market. But as soon as you get the government involved in socialism, like in Venezuela, North Korea, Cuba, Russia, and here, these people are essentially making a socialist play to shut down capitalism, and they did a great job of doing that. They really shut down. They got tens of millions of people thrown out of work, and a lot of people don't have a savings account to fall back on. They live from paycheck to paycheck. Not everybody makes $150,000 a year on some government job. I like Mark Stein, who says somebody who works for the Department of Paperwork. You know, I kind of like that. And, you know, there are people, I heard someone mentioning about one particular state where they had a bunch of bureaucrats. They repositioned them, apparently from doing nothing, to contact tracing to give them something to do. So that's what I'm concerned about. I don't know how long precisely. My current best estimate is that if we come back in May, we're going to have a recession. If everything comes back by June 1st, we're going to have a depression. And I think if it goes longer than that, we are in deep trouble. I mean, really deep, that may take a decade to overcome, because we have to rebuild the American economy from scratch if we let it go down at that level. It's really, I'm an optimist, but this is a serious problem that we have allowed these doomsday modelers, and they came up with doomsday models. You know, initial models saying we were going to lose 2 million people. So we've lost between 50 and 60,000, which is terrible. But a typical flu actually loses less, about the same.
Yeah, I was looking at the numbers from, I couldn't get to 2019. You probably can get them now, when I originally did this. And the numbers were just so, such a big chasm between the flu of 2018 and the COVID virus. And what I mean is a lot more people died in 2018 than they are today, or they have today to this point. And again, it's the people are letting them get away with it. The people that we elected are letting them get away with being in, pulling this stuff over on us. And as I started to tell you about the governor, he's not the only governor. I mean, think about all the other governors that have shut down states, have stopped certain things from happening. It never really stops. They think it's a dictatorship, and that's a big problem.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, this is socialism, and if someone wants to know what socialism is like, shortages, confusion, people out of work, getting their income from the government, you have these kind of things happen. And the longer it goes on and the more totalitarian it is, the worse it gets. And, by the way, there's some perverse side effects going on with the government help. I know this is anecdotal, but it's still a good example. I spoke to someone who owns 3 restaurants recently, and I asked him how he's doing. Well, he had to close one of those restaurants completely. They couldn't,
wow,
you know, handle it. Not enough business. And he went ahead and he applied for one of these loans from the government. And he subsequently got the loan, took him a few weeks, and he said he now has the money to open that restaurant up again, but the employees had been laid off, and none of them will come back to work because they're getting more benefits than his minimum wage allows for most of those jobs.
Yeah.
So they're better off not to take a job.
Oh, yeah. I've been seeing that all over the place, which I think is just hilarious, frankly. You know, when you look at what's going on again, I want to bring it back to the numbers because you're a numbers guy. I want to bring it back to the numbers because when you look at the actual numbers that are going on, none of this warrants it. And they're talking about a second wave that could be worse than a first wave.
Well,
we need to be just as prepared. Prepared for what? What am I supposed to fill my basement with masks and milk and bread and everything else?
Well, it's absurdity. And you know what else? A new study just came out. I think it was Stanford, maybe came out from your state, that they found out there were a lot of people with the antibodies in California, and that's why the numbers are not as bad in California as in New York City. It's a different country. Different state, obviously. It's more spread out than New York City, which is everybody's on top of everybody else. But what was interesting is they said in their study that children apparently don't hardly ever get this. I mean, it'd be really rare to see children very sick from this virus. And we have shut the schools down unnecessarily in this doctor's opinion, who's an expert researcher, and his staff, he and his staff found that out. And he said all the shutting down schools has done is cut down on the speed which the population builds up herd immunity. And there are a lot of people who are epidemiologists and comparable researchers who study these kind of things that said, we've done the exact wrong thing if we want to hurry up and get past this virus, because if you shut everything down, you're holding back the normal immunity that people would build up, because a lot of people, I think they think 97% would build the antibodies, and maybe almost that much as well would never even get symptoms while they're building the antibodies. And we're stopping that by everybody wearing a mask and staying 6 feet from everybody.
But they know what they're doing. It's the government. We're supposed to trust them. Yeah. That's
yeah,
funny in and of itself. All right. We got to go for a break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I always appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. Be part of the solution. I mean that sincerely. Let me bring him back on with me. I always enjoy the time that Dr. Gerard Lomero joins us here on the show. And you know what? We get a lot of good information. Obviously, he has a clue. That's why I bring him on. Because I don't always have the clue. More Good News for America, one of your books, right? Why don't you tell people where they can get your books and how they can find out more about you?
Well, I have 6 books in print. They're all available on Amazon in either a print edition, if you like reading directly, or if you prefer electronic, it's also available on Kindle. Let me get a drink of water.
All right, and I'll tap dance while you're doing that. Not a problem.
No, I got my drink.
Oh, good.
I've been talking all day, as you can guess. That's what I have to do.
No, people don't, you know, I try to stay away from it, and I always get dragged back. I always get dragged back into it. But the reality here, when you look at this, is that people have been—I won't say shamed in, but they've been pushed into believing this is the worst epidemic in history. And even talking with my aunt the other day. She's 83 years old, and she's getting, you know, very, she's only hearing things and getting very little real news. I said, look, you know the better. You know what we've been through in our lives, you know. You need to pay attention to this, you know, so you get the real, true information and not that garbage they're feeding you.
Yeah, well, you know what the problem is? The global climate change models were also doomsday models with the end of the earth is upon us if we don't do whatever the socialists say. But people intuitively said, how are we going to live without cars? How are we going to live without automobiles? How are we going to live without food? Because they would also, if you eliminate the combustion engine, you'd eliminate our food supply because it gets around on trucks and rail and other things that require energy. People intuitively knew that those doomsday models were fake, and they don't believe them. The problem is the coronavirus is a total unknown to most people. You can't see a virus without a microscope. They know that some people are dying. By the way, a lot of those numbers may have been pumped up because there are places that if you met someone who had COVID, they counted your case already. You probably have it. And there are people who have been died that they have never done a test on. They say, well, they probably died from COVID because they probably had it because they coughed. But they may have coughed because they had lung disease or something else. And so, you know, people who don't have something they can see and touch, they're just like all in fear. I've talked to a number of people that are just utterly afraid and fearful that they're going to be the next one that might die. But you look at the data. The data, it's incredible. I mean, I can picture the graphs in my head and the numbers. I've downloaded and got data from all over the world.
But how long before they throw you guys out, you know, when you're wrong that often? I mean, look at you. You look at climate, global warming, cooling, whatever they're calling it these days. You look at this stuff, you say they've gotten it wrong pretty much every time. Why do we keep listening to them?
Right. Every 10 years, we only got 10 more years to live. And then we go right about our business and we ignore those people with the climate change doomsday models. And guess what? We do fine. And the problem here, though, is people believed it. They sort of thought, we've never run into this before. We've never run into a virus like the bubonic plague or the Spanish flu in 1918. And so all of a sudden, they think this is something we can't ignore. And, you know, you have people in the government, and, you know, if somebody's from the government, you have to be suspicious that they're a bureaucrat and don't necessarily have the best interest of everyone in mind.
Yep.
They have a vested interest in themselves. I mean, that's their job.
Yeah.
And that. And I'm not saying they're not being professional, but if they rely simply on models that have been proven to be wrong, then they themselves are foolish. And these models they've been relying on, I've looked at, you know, the predictions, I've looked at the actual data on the day, you know, compared to what the models would say. And they were way off. I mean, not even close. And yet, we're shutting down a $22 trillion economy based on doomsday models.
Yeah.
And it's too bad, and not only that, but a lot of the population is in a state of panic, or what I call FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt. And so then they're frozen in place. And if we opened up all the restaurants next week, there are a lot of people who are probably too fearful to even go to a restaurant because they bought into this panic.
Well, that's Governor Newsom now. He's going to, you have to cut your tables in half if you own a restaurant. So now he's going to tell you how to run your restaurant. Cut your tables in half. All servers are going to have to wear masks. I mean, they went through a whole thing. No more paper, what do they call it? Paper menus. They got all this stuff in place. So you're sitting there saying to yourself, you know, you can't win because of what they're doing to you, you know?
Well, that's the same to me as shutting them down.
Right.
Because, you know, a lot of restaurants, in fact, probably most restaurants operate on a very thin margin.
Yep.
And the margin is what they get out of it. You know, you take the revenues minus the cost, you get the margin, essentially. And you know what? Those margins are razor thin. And if you go ahead and say you only can put in, I've heard numbers as low as 25% to 40% of the patrons your restaurant can hold, and that's all you allow in, they'll go bankrupt.
Yeah.
They won't be able to stay open.
They'd have to turn the tables twice as fast. Doesn't
and
work that way.
You can't do that.
No.
You can't do that.
No.
And so really, it's effectively shutting down the economy anyway if you do those kind of things. The problem is you let this go much past June 1st, it's going to be a terrible, terrible ordeal for this country, and it's going to take a long time to recover. If everybody went back to normal May 1st, we're going to have a recession, guaranteed, but it's not going to be catastrophic. If we go till June 1st or July 1st, you're looking at a depression bigger than the Great Depression of 1929.
Jeez.
That's what concerns me, and I am an optimist, but those numbers, you know, I've learned years ago, never think about your intuition. Think about the numbers, because the numbers are always right. And the models in this case have been wrong, but the real numbers tell the real story, and our economy is being decimated.
All right, so I'm going to ask you the question everybody wants me to ask you, which is,
sure.
Does Trump still get in?
Trump, my current model, which usually is very, very accurate, Trump, 348 electoral votes to Michelle Obama's 190 electoral votes. That's
oh,
my current
God
model.
Bless America.
Joe,
I hope,
Joe Biden,
you know what?
Doesn't make it.
I hope you're wrong. I mean, I'm not trying to disparage you, but I hope you're wrong. I cannot imagine the amount of fights and the things that will take place if she is in as the presidential nominee, and I just can't even imagine what will go back and forth.
That's what's looking like right now. That's what the trends are, that she's going to get it, and that Joe Biden is going to be pushed aside.
Cuomo has no chance?
No. Biden looked like he was a placeholder that could be used quickly to stop Bernie Sanders until the real candidate would emerge. And I think that's Michelle Obama, and has been, because my first prediction in the model showed up about, oh gosh, a year and a half ago, that she showed up in my model as being the candidate. And you know what? Looks like she will be.
Oh, you're killing me.
Well, sorry. I look at the model. Not the intuition.
Yeah. Who does she choose as the running mate?
I haven't.
I'm just curious if you have something in your head, what you think.
No, I don't have any numbers on the vice presidential pick yet, because officially she's not even supposed to have that, the presidential nomination.
Wow.
But that's to be determined. And if it does solidify that she gets the nomination, then we'll all be sort of trying to figure it out. But in terms of the electoral model, people do not vote for VP, whoever it is. They might vote against the VP.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
So it doesn't really matter who she runs. Maybe she could run with Joe Biden.
Well, you know what she should do is she should run as the VP pick. He'll probably, something will happen to him, whether he just decides too much work for him or whatever, and then she could step right in without really making it look like it was a coup. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, that could happen. Like, say, they have their convention or their virtual convention in August, that a week later he said, I'm not feeling good. You know, he makes an appearance. Or he goes to the first debate with Trump and gets wiped out. And then they say, oh, he's just been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or something, you know. And so he resigns, and then she just fills in. That could happen.
Wow.
Some people, the New York Post had an article a while back that said they thought that she would run as the VP, and then on January 21st, he'd step down as president.
Yep.
I don't think he's going to get elected.
I was down that road in my own brain. But listen, we got to go. Tell people where to find you very quickly.
GreatNewsForAmerica.com or visit me at Amazon. All my books.
All right, great. Joe Vecini, your host. Come on back. A lot more coming up the next hour. Bunch of stories you haven't heard before. We'll be back in a few minutes.